After the city council meeting a couple of weeks ago, I was contacted by several people that felt like there might be some issues with the manner in which the monies had been given to the Chamber of Commerce, or not given to the Chamber of Commerce, but that we contracted to give to the Chamber of Commerce. In looking into it, it appears to me that a resolution should have been adopted by the council authorizing the mayor to enter into the agreement, where what we did was we just had a vote of the council. And while that's not a huge difference, it's a distinct difference, and it's something that needs to be corrected. So I've advised the city council that I don't feel like the agreement is valid at this point, and we have put the agreement off the passage of it into the future till I can investigate it a little bit more, primarily from the factor of what type of bidding has to take place, if any, in order to enter into such an agreement. But for this point, at this point, the city has basically rescinded the agreement, and we're going to have to adopt it another manner if we do adopt it, or when it's adopted.
Sir, is it fair to say it was more of a procedural problem that they had with this issue? I mean, it is, can the chamber itself accept money from the city council if the city council members so voted in?
In my opinion, yes. I think the law specifically allows a city to contract with entities such as the chamber for economic development purposes. I think the contract as proposed was the correct way to handle it contractually, but from a procedural standpoint, the city did not handle it correctly. And quite frankly, that's on the city attorney. In looking at it, I didn't realize that it had to be by resolution, or we would have brought that up at the last meeting. It was just an oversight on my part, because typically things like that, you don't have to have a resolution on, but this specifically requires it. So to comply with it, the city council will have to come back and do more work on it.
For those that aren't as familiar with matters of the council, there's a difference between a vote, a resolution, and an ordinance.
Quite certainly there is. What the council did at its previous meeting was there was a motion and a second to that motion to authorize the mayor to enter into the agreement with the Chamber of Commerce, and that passed 6-2. That's the same vote that would have required a passage of a resolution, but again, we didn't have a resolution prepared, and a resolution wasn't voted on, which apparently the law requires that it be by resolution or by ordinance, but typically I think the council would choose to do it by resolution in this situation.
Do both resolutions and ordinance require a reading of 3 times?
No, only an ordinance requires 3 readings. A resolution doesn't require a reading at all. It's just a motion and a second to pass the resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into the agreement. A resolution really is not any different than what the council did at the meeting, but it is procedurally somewhat different because the resolution is a written document that the council is passing rather than an oral motion that's been made by the council. But the ordinance is the only thing that's required to have 3 separate readings.
For your work as city attorney, what is your next step when it comes to this matter with the city council and the chamber proposal?
I would imagine that we will come back with a proper resolution after we research in more detail the proper way to handle the bidding of the matter. There's a question in my mind whether it has to be bid or not, and I realize there's a lot of people who think with certainty that it absolutely has to be bid. I'm just not at that point yet. I think the law is somewhat unclear on exactly how you have to proceed, and that's why we're taking a little extra time to make sure we get it right.
When you say a matter that has to be bid, what do you mean by bidding?
Well, you put together a set of criteria and put it out there to see if there are people interested in doing the work for the city. And I think in this particular situation, it's awfully tough, I think, to come up with bid specs for the type of work that the chamber was going to do. And that's what makes it difficult. And in those type situations, at sometimes the city can waive bidding. At other times, the city can declare this to be a professional service that doesn't have to be bid. We just need to look at the options which are available and see what the proper way to go is.
There were some undefined issues with the proposal from the chamber in terms of the makeup of the foundation board and how you will go about different things. Will all of that have to be clearly defined and laid out before it can go back before the city council?
That's more of a legislative decision than a legal decision. It really depends how much more of those issues that the city council wants to know about. As far as I'm concerned, the agreement pretty well specified what services that the chamber was going to provide to the city of Mountain Home. The other aspects as to who serves on the board and some things like that really is more up to the council as to how much information they want on those issues.